Proverbs 11:18 says, "The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward." This may seem like a very obvious thing to say on both ends of this proverb, and we'll talk about the second half of the verse next time. But let's think about the first half of Proverbs 11:18. The wicked worketh a deceitful work. First, notice that the wicked not only can do otherwise, but he or she has to work at doing wicked works. Now, we're not denying the sinful nature that is in the heart of every human being and is exhibited even before a child reaches a state of maturity where they're even accountable. From the very earliest months of a child's life, they can display their sinful nature, and we've discussed this obvious fact before. But even that child has to choose and take action. And it's even more so with a mature adult level sinner. Their nature is to sin, but they must choose to work a deceitful work. And then they must put forth the effort to do so. As it says, the wicked worketh a deceitful work. Secondly, we note the deception involved. It is a deceitful work. And this is probably the most difficult thing about dealing with the wicked. We try to be patient. We want the wicked to repent and show themselves to be trustworthy. We desire peace with such people. But sometimes it is just not possible. As Paul specifies in Romans 12:18, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." The obvious point is that it is not always possible. I'm sure some of you listening to me right now know exactly what I'm talking about. It is especially true when people become drunks or are given over to drug abuse. But many times, substance abuse, as it's called, only exacerbates the problem. The deceptive person turns to drugs or alcohol, and then the mix is explosive. And sometimes there's just nothing to do but put some separation between you. We don't have time to read all the references in Scripture, but take time to read the numerous places where Christians are told to avoid deceivers of various types. Romans 16:17, 1 Corinthians 5:11, 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, Titus 3:9 and 10, Revelation 18:1-5, and there's just a few. The wicked worketh a deceitful work. So finally, we must work to avoid our practicing deception ourselves. We live in a dog-eat-dog world. Cheating and deceiving is considered by the Darwinian worldview to only be wrong if you get caught. That's why when they apologize, they usually are sorry that you are upset. They don't actually apologize for what they did. Some would say that it's wrong only if you hurt others in the process. But the evolutionary worldview, if held consistently, really has no such qualms. Either way, the works of deception are considered to be part of the arsenal of the mass majority of people, whether they're on the job or in relationships, shopping, driving, whatever. You name it. If there is an edge to be gained, the wicked will work deceit. Sadly, some Christians get caught up in that mindset, and before they realize it and repent, they are hurt and or hurt others. To avoid acting like the wicked and working deceit, we must walk with the Lord daily in His Word and in prayer while consciously seeking to remain separate from this world. We are in the world, but we are not to be of the world. As 1 John 2:15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Work to be faithful to God and His Word, and you will not love this world, nor will you get caught up in the spirit of deception that has a death grip on this lost and dying world. Yes, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." But once a sinner believes on Jesus, he is no longer part of that lost world and should no longer act like the lost world. That's more than just food for thought. It's a biblical requirement for the man or woman who desires to please God.